Welcome to the Owning Your Sexual Self podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Main, awesome wife and dog mom for life. I'm a sex therapist turned sex coach, and I run a successful business selling relationship enhancement products. I absolutely love talking about all things sex. So you can expect this podcast to explore all things related to women's sexual health because that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help you discover and embrace what brings you pleasure so that you can own your sexual self. If that sounds good to you, then keep listening and let's fucking do this. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Owning Your Sexual Self. I'm laughing because you might be wondering why the sound is a little bit different this time. So we are actually in Arizona right now, staying at our friend's parents' condo. And I forgot my mic at home, knowing that we were going to record this episode here. And so Danny and I are literally sitting in the closet. Like, it's so funny also because it's Pride Month. Like, we need to come out of the closet.
Oh, just God.
Just kidding. But no, happy Pride Month, everybody. This will be the first month or the first episode of June. So, but anyways, this episode, not really Pride related, but wanted to give a shout out to all my LGBTQIA people out there that listen. We love you so, so much and support you on your journey. And so we're recording today. I wanted to do this episode. I conned Danny into doing this episode. You know, he loves talking on the podcast.
Always love it.
He also had a sneezing attack right before we started recording. So I'm
had to calm it down.
Yeah. Like, you got everything out of your system. And so we are celebrating our 4-year wedding anniversary on Thursday. 4 years. That's more than halfway through the 7-year itch. So
yeah.
Go us. Our friends here that we're traveling with, they are also celebrating their 7-year anniversary. So it's just all wedding anniversary bliss this whole week while we're here in Scottsdale.
Yep.
So, per usual, so I feel like that's kind of been a theme of the podcast. Usually around this time, we do some sort of anniversary episode together. I think last year is when we did the fun little date night game. We did trivia questions and stuff on there. That was funny. And so today we're getting a little more sentimental with it, I'd say. This is something that I feel like is really important to talk about because in being a coach myself, you guys know I've primarily worked with women for the last, over 8 years now with, starting my journey with Pure Romance. That is a company that only really, does empowerment education for women primarily. And for so long, doing this work, women would always be like, gosh, I wish that my husband had this, my partner had this. And, when I got into then sex therapy, I took on a few male clients, but just in the last, I would say 6 months or so, I've been having more men find their way to me. And it's just so powerful. These men that are showing up to do this work, they're just very vulnerable. There's so many men out there that when you come across like that, you have a problem or there's something that you want to fix in your relationship, most people are going to shy away from that. Most people don't want to do this inner work because it's fucking hard, right? Like, it's literally looking at yourself in the mirror, seeing the things that maybe you're not so happy with, and figuring out if and how and when you're going to change those things. And so primarily, the work that I do is with sexuality piece, the sex and relationship side of this. But I've also had my own journey of personal development, not just that sexual development. And so we're recording this now because we're sharing with you Danny's journey in getting into this sort of men's work and stuff.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I know you're so excited.
Always excited for these episodes.
Yeah, because you get a little vulnerable on the podcast. It's like you sharing a personal side of yourself.
Right.
I'm sure. Do friends even know really that you are in a men's group or anything?
Have you shared? Very little people know that I've been doing a men's group for the last, 4 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say 4 weeks. Yeah. So it's nothing. I don't really throw it out there to everybody, but there's a couple of people that know I'm in it,
mm-hmm.
but not that I'm out there talking about it all the time anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this came up, so I feel like, you getting into this group or doing this work was totally not on your radar whatsoever.
Absolutely not, no.
And Okay, so this came up. As you guys know, Danny left his longtime job career really at the end of October and started to get into real estate. And so this was a really big time of transition for you. And so tell us a little bit about like what that, first off, like what that was like for you.
So leaving the job was actually extremely it felt great because of the stress, the headache and everything, you know, and I really wanted to take a next step into a different direction. And taking that was hard because financially it was just going to be like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And, just trying something that has not been in my repertoire. I've always been an outdoor working, you know, 9 to 5, 40 hour plus a week. And then I'm trying to go into something where you are your own boss. You are everything. And, you know, what you put in is what you get out of it. And I've never had that kind of I've never had that mindset. So going into this was such a huge change for me. And really getting the mindset around where I wanted to go with things, it really kind of opened me up mentally that I did need to make a lot of personal changes in my life and the way I kind of did things. So Rachel gave me some names, and of course she linked up with Sex and Love Co. and Alexa and Jordan Bowditch. And she was like, well, you should set up a face-to-face with Jordan, and cause he does men's work. And I just was like, I don't even know this dude. He's in Austin, Texas. We're in, you know, Michigan, and it's just going to be weird through Zoom. Like, and the first thing he does is has me do like breath work where I'm just like, I've just got my headphones on, and he's like, all right, we're just going to breathe in and out really fast. And I'm like, this is fucking stupid. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. So like just the whole concept of this whole men's group, this men's work. And I'm like, right off the bat, I already had a bad taste in my mouth just because I'm like, this is not me. Like, I don't express my feelings. I don't do this. But then as it progressed, after I got my real estate license, I'm getting into the career and the career change. And it's so different for me. And I'm finding out the hard way that I never had this mindset, but I'm trying to get everything together. So,
when you say the mindset, more like the discipline part.
Yes, absolutely. The discipline, because I am so much a procrastinator on a daily basis. So literally just the discipline is getting me almost where you're like you're like yourself, like where you're blocking off this time and to just set your goals, setting your goals together. And that's exactly where it took me so much to realize like what it takes.
And that was, I've talked about this I think before too, but it was a hard transition for me even leaving. I was also so excited, like, oh my gosh, we're both going to be home together, right? We'll have so much time for activities, more sex, more all this. And immediately, you know, him not working, immediately I took on that stress of being, you know, the financial person. I immediately went into a scarcity mindset around finances that really sent me into, I would say, definitely a depressive state of my life right around, you know. And then that was, you know, holidays were coming up. Some people experience, you know, mental health more increasingly around that time. But it was definitely a whirlwind. While yes, I was so happy and thankful that he was home, and I wanted you to have that time to chill out, right? You didn't want to go, you know, leave work and go right into work mode. Like, there was that, you wanted to give yourself that grace period to just live a bit, because, you know, one of the reasons why you left is because you were working so much. Fucking much. Yeah. And yeah, so stressed. So, and from the emotional side and I guess the financial side of it, because you also started to experience some anxiety around this time, right? Absolutely. We did a mushroom trip together. And after that, you were like, I'm anxious.
Like, my anxiety like blew up because I've always worked. I've always had that cushion, the financial cushion, where I never had to worry about stuff like that, you know, finances and, you know, just wondering how I'm going to pay off stuff. And I've always had that cushion. I've always put myself in that situation where I'm never going to feel that worried. But this was, it opened up a whole door that I was not ready for, and anxiety wise, like, really took over. So,
And so a few, I would say, when was this? Probably around February when we, you know, things were like starting to pick up, but you know, you were on your way, but there was still something, there was still like, I think we both recognized like there was still more work to do.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my fears, so we had this couch conversation where there's lots of tears and emotion and laughter involved in it, but I was getting to this point where I have been doing this personal work for so long. And
yeah,
from my perspective, like Danny leaving his job to me was the perfect opportunity for him to start on this journey, right? He was starting over completely with something new. Mm-hmm. And I knew having a support of another men's group, right? Because you have your friends, right? You have your family, you have, for most people, right? We have a personal trainer, we have a spiritual worker, we might have a therapist or a counselor or something like that. Yeah. We all have our people, but there to have that third party people. And I think for in that community setting, that community support specifically is so beneficial. It's not the people that you're seeing on a regular basis, right? It's not the people that you're partying with on the weekends. And right. It's this whole other side of people that you can be real and raw with, and they're gonna challenge you, right? They're not gonna sugarcoat shit. They're gonna, just, it's incredible. And so I was at this place where I was scared. I was scared that I was progressing along and I didn't want to feel stuck. I didn't want to feel either of us to feel stuck in our own transformation, our own journeys with this. And so that's when I kind of brought up to Danny the idea of looking into a men's group.
Mm-hmm.
And this is after you had your call with Jordan, which you said was like, this is so not for me.
So not. And it took a while. It was a good like couple months though in between when we mentioned it, you know? And so I really kind of got more of the reality of understanding like where I wanted to go with things. And after it got brought up again about the men's group, you know, of course I read all about it. You know, they had great, you know, everything about it had, you know, when you're reading it, you know, it's kind of opening your eyes more and more, and you're kind of realizing like, oh, this might not be just like a, you know, a breath work and, you know, talk about our feelings type stuff. It might be more than that. So it was nice to kind of get to read it and understand it, even though the skepticism was still really heavy. I'm not gonna lie, like just extremely heavy on the skepticism still, because that's just not, it's not my style. It's not my style.
And Jordan is really like a let's breathe it out. I know you guys do breathing like on every single call.
Every call.
I know Alexa always makes fun of him for that, but it is powerful. And yeah, I remember you reading over the website probably two, maybe three times that I even know about. And then still I felt like I kept like poking, like, you know, dropping hints like, so did you, you know, any more thoughts come up around this?
Or like, what are you thinking about?
And then then it came down to the, like, I was getting really emotional around it, like feeling like you didn't want to do this type of work. And then that's when I was like, we had the more serious side of it. And what do you feel like it really came down to for you? Like where was that resistance coming from?
I want to think it was just more like the anxiety building up so much that I didn't think it was going to work. But at the same time, like, I needed the clarity. I needed the rawness of kind of hearing things that I wasn't expecting. And this was kind of one of those shot in the dark things where if this works, it's going to be great. And I still wasn't prepared for what I was getting myself into, but
it's
kind of hard to explain really, but
just fear is what I hear a lot. Fear of, well, like you said, if it's going to work, maybe fear of what other people would think or what could be uncovered during this time, you know?
Right.
Yeah. And so now, like you said, you've been in this for a month or so now. I think you're right. This Tuesday is going to be your fifth or sixth call.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about like the first call. So the first time, like in the group setting.
Yeah. So of course you're on Zoom, you get in the group, the room, and there's like, I think the first call we had like 14 guys. And I'm thinking like, holy shit, there's so many of us. And I was not expecting, I thought it was literally going to be like maybe like four or five, you know, maybe something extremely a lot smaller than that. But then when I get on there and then all of a sudden, like you just see face. And I'm like, fuck. Like my nerves were just rattled because I'm like, how am I supposed to open up, you know, and talk about stuff when there's other, like so many other faces that, you know. And then right off the bat, we jump into breath work. And it's just like, here we go again. Like, I just extremely, like, just waiting for it. And it was, off the bat, it was a little weird. But then you start hearing these other voices. You start hearing all these other guys who, you know, and all of us are, you know, a lot of them are from the west side of the state. You know, the Texases, the Californias, the Missouris, and Kansas. And I was like, am I the farthest one away from all these people? And then I heard one Ohio. I'm like, at least it's, Ohio's a terrible state, but I'll give it to them.
Easy.
I'm just kidding. Being from Michigan, you can't like Ohio too much. But just hearing the voices of them opening up, because a lot of them have done work with Jordan and have done retreats and done these sorts of things, already knowing the concept of it, you know, and they opened up right away. So then, of course, I'm just like, well, I can't just shell out and just not talk, you know, and Jordan really brings it to you too. He just is like, all right, here he comes. You're up. Like, let's do this. Like, you're here, you're showing up. Like, start talking. And it's not extremely pushy, but it's also a bunch of guys who are just trying to, you know, open up themselves and really, really find themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what I've been trying to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a great start.
Yeah. And now, what are your thoughts now on the breath work?
I'm down for it.
Yeah.
Like, the meditations, the breath work, it's a little funny to do sometimes, because you're like, you might not have a day that you're ready to do it, and then next thing you know, you're like, all right, whatever, let's get it over with. But it's also very empowering. Like, it's spiritual.
It
gets you into a zone where you're kind of, it takes your body, it takes all the nerves down and relaxes you. And then that way you're not sitting there just tensed up, and you can actually let things go without really trying to feel like you're trying to work over that tenseness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always had the same feelings around breath work when I started my work with Alexa and Brennan and everybody, and I always felt afterwards like, man, I really needed that, you know. You don't even really know that you need it. You don't even really realize, like, throughout the day how much tension or stress you're holding in your shoulders. Or, you know, clenching your jaw or your fists even. Yeah, I love that reset. You know, now I'm trying to meditate daily and stuff for it, because I know there's so much good that comes behind it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then, okay, so you get in this group and then you hear other men sharing. And was there a part of you that felt like you're not alone? Like, you're not the only one going through the things that maybe you're going or 100%. Have gone through?
100%. And even what's been shared in the group, and this group is it's a sealed box, you know, it's a circle that nothing leaves it, you know. It's like Vegas. What happens?
Yeah.
Vegas stays in Vegas. Just kidding.
Except for herpes.
That shit comes back with you. But kidding.
Movie quote. That was movie quote.
Movie quote. Yeah, not really. In reality, that's movie quote. No, it's just what was being said and really getting brought into the light. It was like, holy shit, like, I thought I had some problems, but I still feel that, you know, I you got to be present with it, because not only are you trying to work through your own shit, like hearing people and what they're going through, it makes you really put in perspective, like everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always be better. Like you can always work on yourself. And I don't know, just like, I'm not saying other people had really bad experiences. I'm just saying, like, listening to other people talk about it,
mm-hmm.
it makes you realize, like, you can also talk about this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you can also fight through that and get it out, mm-hmm. because there are a lot of trauma that can settle in the deepest parts of your brain, and yeah. you can honestly not think about it until it starts getting brought out to light, and you can hear somebody say something, and then all of a sudden you're like, holy shit, mm-hmm. I've been holding on to something,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, that's crazy. And you feel, you know, you feel supported, because you said at first when you saw that there was 14 people wondering, like, how am I supposed to share, like, mm-hmm. and then you hear other people sharing, you feel that relatability,
mm-hmm.
That vulnerability, that you obviously feel safe in the space because you are sharing, you're not, you know, just not yeah. sharing or staying.
I might be the last one to share, but at least I'm sharing. Because it's always like, all right, who's next? And I'm just like,
don't make eye contact.
Don't look at the screen.
Yeah.
And like I said, though, a lot of those guys have done work already. So they're kind of ones that, like, really just throw themselves in it. Even though sometimes, like, some things that we do end up bringing out and different just things that, you know, we're supposed to share.
Mm-hmm.
And then some people really just, like, they're just like, nope. I'm in the back of the class. I'm not going to mm-hmm. try to, you know, raise my hand.
Yeah.
But since I have, like, been trying to fight through this, and I've never been one to share. So, it's definitely like, I'm just like waiting in the back. Like, is it me yet? Like, do I have to go yet? You know, but I'm trying to work on that, because they're all there for the same reason. It's not judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're there to just get things out. So might as well just try to get it out first. So yeah. then you could just, relax, you know, instead of like anticipating, like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. It literally, and the last one we did, I'll even say it, like, Jordan made us do like a 45 second, just freestyle rap, just about whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know? And of course, like, I'm sitting back there, like, rethinking the whole last scene of 8 Mile. Yeah. Like, I can do this. Like, I'm like, I can do this.
Yeah.
So then I'm overthinking. And then finally, I'm like one of the last ones to go, because I'm just so like, mm-hmm. I can't do it. And I get down there, and literally, I was like, the beginning of 8 Mile, where he doesn't say a thing, single thing. I'm like, yeah. holy shit, yeah. this was terrible. It was terrible.
I could never be Eminem.
I could never do this.
We recently watched 8 Mile.
We did. That's why I was like, it was the funniest thing. I was like, I got this. Like, and some of the guys are just, it's not even, none of us are good, yeah, you know? Yeah. And it's just so funny, because I sat there like overthinking the entire thing, and I'm like, nothing came out. And I'm just like stuttering, and I'm like, oh, this was fun. This was fun.
And it's funny that you brought that up, because I feel like that's one of the main things that you're trying to work on, or not even trying, that you are working on when it comes to this men's work, is being more assertive, mm-hmm. and not overthinking things, like just standing more in your masculine, and like, this is where we're at, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
And that's been super hard for you.
Oh God. And I can truly say, like, overthinking is my thing.
Yeah.
And it sucks. I hate it so much,
because
mm-hmm. I like to do stuff, but then, like, thinking about it the whole time, it's like I'm just killing myself,
mm-hmm.
like,
mm-hmm.
sending a text message sometimes. You hate it. You hate it. You literally sit there like, are you still on that, like, same
just
fucking
send
text?
The message drives me crazy.
Like, putting captions together for my social media is like a fucking job.
Kindergartner. I say, when I had to teach Danny Instagram, it's like, it's as if I'm teaching Instagram to a kindergartner.
It is. It's terrible.
And even they would probably grasp with it
better. Right.
No. But that lack of assertiveness and all, you know, the people pleasing side of this, or the fear of being judged, like, that is all something that many people go through and experience. Mm. You know, I work with a lot of women who are the same way, right? Most people are worried about what others are going to be thinking of them or saying about them.
Right.
and you tell us about the book that you've been listening to.
Oh, it's called No More Mr. Nice Guy. Hmm. This was actually a book that the first time I talked to Jordan, recommended me to listen to or, you know, read, but I kind of shrugged it off. That first time when I talked to Jordan months prior, I literally was like one ear and out the other because I just was like, this is not me. Like, I can't do this. But then I, after a couple times and a lot of the books that were being brought up, and of course, No More Mr. Nice Guy brought up again. So I bought it. I had the Audible, so I got it and been listening to it on, you know, morning. I've been doing bike rides. And then if not, if I'm just working around the house or, you know, doing something, and I'll give that listen for a couple, you know, like maybe a chapter or two. And it's really opened up a lot of things on just finding that assertiveness and realizing like where you can go with it. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. And not like, I think people hear that title, No More Mr. Nice Guy, and they're like, okay, so am I supposed to be an asshole? But it's not.
Right. And that's that. And that's what, and no, it's not about that, because it kind of says it right away. You know, it's not about, you know, completely changing your whole demeanor and being an ass, but it's more about just realizing like the tendencies of nice guys, and it, you will fall into it, whether you're not a nice guy at all. Like, you can have tendencies of the nice guy and realize like what you're trying to hide.
Yeah.
And literally within like the first hour, I was like, holy shit. Like, I hide a lot of stuff. This is me. This is me.
He's talking to me.
Staring into my soul.
That's funny.
No, so far it's been a great read. And even some of the guys in the group, like, we all read it. Mm-hmm. We all do. Like, even if one doesn't read it, like, all of a sudden, next thing you know, like, as more and more of us talk about it, yeah, people just drop in on it and,
you know,
and start listening. So
yeah, I have my male clients read this book, and a lot of times afterwards when they finish it, they're like, I feel like it was a punch in the gut, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's because it does dig deep. It does have you think about things in a different lens, right? Like you said, a lot of stuff that you've maybe pushed under the rug or didn't even realize, you know, trauma wise was even there until something is said and it's triggered in you. It's like, oh shit, now what do I do with all of this? Like, now I'm unpacking this. And yeah, there have been a few calls that you've, you know, it's been a little rough afterwards, and other calls that haven't been. But overall, would you recommend this type of work for somebody else?
I would, yeah. Again, though, like, get yourself in the mindset of getting over the fear of doing it. Because, or not even just the fear, like the skepticism, or just getting past that, because that's what it took me to do. Like, you know, I paid for it, but then it wasn't happening for like another month. So I'm like, well, now it's like the anticipation's kind of losing, because now I'm not expecting it, you know. But then once like the first call, like, and all the information was coming to me, and it's like, okay, the first call's coming, it's like, all right, let's see how this goes. And then it kind of like lost its luster because of the time frame in between. But really, though, like, after the first one, and it's every single call, it's always like, all right, shit, I got my call. I got my call.
Yeah.
And it's gone so well. I think so.
Yeah. And what I'm hearing from that is like, do it when you're ready, right? Like, don't, like you said, you had that first call with Jordan, you knew that wasn't the time, right? It just wasn't for whatever reason. I think that is so important when it comes to this work, because the last thing that you want to do with any sort of life work or coaching or anything like that, even therapy, it's like, if you're just showing up and you're going through the motions and you're not actually doing the integration part of it, or not actually doing, you know, sharing or being present on the calls or anything like that, it's a waste, right? It's going to be a waste of money. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be a waste of time, really. So making sure that you are ready. And that's why, you know, with this men's program that I'm running right now, the Intuitive Man, it's like, the men that I'm calling in for this are the men that are ready. Like, they're not there, you know, to fuck around, really. Like, they're there because they're realizing that something in their relationship or something in their life just isn't in alignment. Maybe they're feeling like they can't communicate well with their partner. Maybe she's experiencing more sexual desire, lack of interest in sex, maybe she's always nagging, right? And a lot of that comes from our men not being in the masculine. And if you didn't listen to last week's episode, What Women Want in Relationships, like, highly recommend that, because that really is a segue into, like, really everybody doing their own work, because it is so important. Like, it takes a special type of person, I think, to step up and be able to admit that there are things, again, in their life that they're wanting to change, but then to act on those things, right? Because we meet so many people throughout our lives that are like, oh, this is always going wrong. This is, you know, I'm so unhappy with my life. And it's like, all right, well, do something.
What are you doing?
Do something to change it, because there's always something out there that's going to be helpful for you. So you have, you're almost done with the program, like a couple, is it, it's 8 weeks? Or 12, I think.
I honestly think my last call is while we're here.
Really?
I think so. We might have had more calls than what I think, though.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember. I got to look at my calendar, but I'm pretty sure it's,
okay,
I'm pretty sure it's one of the last calls while we're here.
Okay.
Next Tuesday.
Nice. Yeah, a couple days.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Any last words, suggestions, thoughts?
Oh, shit. You kind of threw me off there. I wasn't ready for that. No, I honestly, like, a lot got brought out right there. And I think if you're looking to make improvements in your life and really unravel some of the things that could possibly have made life changes for you that you don't recognize yet, I would suggest to do so. And, you know, get yourself involved with that. Even starting out with the book, you know, instead of trying to jump into these groups, just try to read that book. Or get that, you know, listen to it and understand, like, you know what, maybe I am looking for more and to understand myself more, because a lot of us have been put in that situation where you're just kind of on a cruise control the whole time and not realizing, like, what you can do more of and what you can understand about yourself more as well. So,
yeah.
And just shout out to Jordan Bowditch and and the men's group that I'm in right now with the manifestation. And just so far, it's been a great journey. So,
yeah,
appreciate that.
Cool. You're welcome.
Oh, thanks.
Just needed a few nudges.
Yeah, you had the inside track, so you got.
I knew it was there.
You had it all along.
All right, guys. Well, definitely reach out if you are interested in the Intuitive Man program for yourself. It's, I would say, pretty similar to the manifestation group that Danny is in. I know you touch a lot on, like, physical health and things like that in that group too. So this Intuitive Man is definitely more on the relationship, sexual side of things. But, that group, we are starting actually next week, June 13th. So 1 week from today, or if you're a woman listening to this and you're thinking that maybe your man can benefit from this, go to rachelmaine.com, go under the Work With Me tab. You'll see Intuitive Man right there, and all the info and registration info is right there for you. So
awesome.
All right, we're going to breakfast. We're enjoying our anniversary here in 110 degree weather in Arizona.
Yep.
It's amazing though. We're making the best of it, and it's actually very nice weather here. Yes. I love it. All right, guys. See you next week.
See ya.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you loved it, be sure to subscribe so you never miss a thing. And if you loved it so fucking much, be sure to leave a 5-star review. I'll see you next week, and until then, keep owning your sexual self.